due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
Well, let you tell me something, brother, because I got some things I need to put on my chest. I see who makes the pants around here. I want you to look at my eyes dead in the face. Listen to me when I'm watching you. Because it is time to put the dinner to bed and go hunting for babies.
You have no idea what you're talking about.
Maybe I do, Oos. Or maybe I do.
I'm WWE superstar John Cena, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on Sports Radio 1280 WHTK. Listen and feel the pain.
The time has come to relieve that pain. Which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Good morning, wrestling fans. Welcome to the Pain Clinic for May 31st. Holidays today. National Macaroon Day. Macaroon Day? Save Your Hearing Day and World No Tobacco Day. Quick birthday. Past Pain Clinic guests turning 47 today. Vampiro. Always dreamed of Jim Ross calling his name, nonetheless. Pinklink's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire Culver. Join us tomorrow night for WWE's Payback pay-per-view at Salvatore's at the Garage Door. That's right, tomorrow we'll be showing WWE's Payback pay-per-view. 149 Eastridge Road, be hosted by us. We'll have prizes and drink specials all night long. We've had the issues we've had before with WWE pay-per-views all straightened out, so everything will be cool and copacetic, and we'll have a good time. That's tomorrow night, WWE's Payback pay-per-view at Salvatore's at the Garage Door. I want to thank everybody who came out for UFC 170. Are you drinking a juice box?
Hey, you're mid-sentence. You're mid-sentence, bro. Keep it going. Don't worry about my juice box over here.
All right.
Brought to you by.
I want to thank everybody who came out to UFC 173 last weekend, an incredible upset of Hemming Baroa. Losing the championship to TJ Dillashaw. What a great UFC fight that was. We'll be there June 14th for UFC 174. Once again, 149 Eastridge Road, UFC flyweight champion Demetrius Johnson defends his belt. That's a 10 p.m. start time. We'll be there with prizes and drink specials all night long.
And juice boxes.
And juice boxes and T-shirts. We've been giving out T-shirts, too. And there's no cover for women, but there is a $5 cover for everybody else. So it becomes a glorified ladies' night.
For everybody else.
Yeah, everybody.
How many other categories are there? I'm not thinking.
All right. And also, Bill Gray's is home of the world's greatest cheeseburger. Check out one of their 14 locations, our favorites in the Strong Museum of Play across the street from us. And our friend Jamie, who brought up. Looks like some sort of cheeseburger melt.
Are you making this up?
No, it's right here, too, and you can come check it out during our commercial break. There's something for everyone at Bill Gray's. Find the nearest Bill Gray's, too, online at
Bill
Gray.
Dot.
Oh, you didn't do this.
Sorry.
I faked you out. One more time.
Are you hungover, dude?
No.
No. Wait. Which person in here are you asking?
All of you. Hey, welcome to
BillGrays.com.
There you go. Welcome to the show, everybody. We've got a big guest coming up in the next segment. He'll be at the Niagara Falls Comic Con, but we'll talk to him in just a few minutes, and I'm not going to say who it is until the phone rings. But we got a lot of things to talk about. Payback pay-per-views this weekend. NXT had a show, a live show on the network this past week. We can talk about what's going on. There's this huge show coming to, I don't know if you know where Bronze is in Akron, New York.
Mm-hmm.
Huge show coming with a bunch of legends. We'll talk about that later. And some other stuff, but let me introduce the cast and crew of the show first. I'm the Cash Man, Richie Rich. I'm here with DC Dan Cole. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
And to Dan's right, to our radio left, it's the Artiste.
Good morning.
Good morning, Artiste. And also, and Mark Fantasia, just to the left of you.
Good morning.
And that's a crew. Danger Boy, you know what he's doing.
scrubbing down the hot tub hot with Jay-Z's beard.
Hot tub of love.
He's getting some sleep. Like those of us in this room did not get last night.
No, none of you guys did except for me. But I know that Mark and Danny had the very last mid-card performance last night in Medina, New York. If you're in Medina, you're probably not hearing this. But nevertheless, you guys were out in Medina last night. How'd the show go?
Amazing. You know, absolutely.
It was a great retirement match.
It was kind of like Edge's thing where it just kind of was abrupt, and it was the last one. We just called it, and we knew it was the right time, and I can't believe I just compared us to Edge.
No, I was thinking it was more like Ric Flair, like last song, Mark takes off his guitar, he turns around, looks at me, says, "I'm sorry, I love you," and then just breaks the guitar over my head.
But then you come out of retirement 18 times.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was going to say, did you leave your boots on the stage and your drumsticks?
I did not go over the mic stand. I kicked over the mic stand, actually, for the last song.
An artiste, man. I see you were in Buffalo last night.
Or a few hours ago, yeah. Happy birthday, referee Andrew Mullen. That was our celebration last night in Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Before we get deep into the whole wrestling stuff, I have to ask Artiste a serious question.
Oh, no.
Did you really only have your first rib last weekend?
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
How is that possible?
I don't know. Like, I never had ribs, and then I decided I needed to try them, but I wasn't going to get them at, like, some chain restaurant or something. I needed the right opportunity, so was at the Great American Cook-Off and Rib Fest or something in Cleveland, and yeah.
You know, we had one here last weekend in Rochester.
Yeah, same weekend. Yeah. And the best part is how, like, they're all the world champions of cooking ribs. You know, like, the thing here, the thing in Cleveland, they're all, like, every single one's like, "I'm the world champion." Like, you can't all be the world champion. It is all a rib.
Well, listen, how many indies have world champions in each of their little towns?
I hate that.
That's exactly what it is.
Indies can have heavyweight champions, but not world champions unless your title is defended outside the United States of America. I'm big on that.
Well, we're not far from
being. It's a pet peeve.
We're not far from being outside of America, I guess.
True.
You know, where we are right now. But if you say we're in, you know, mid-America, and you have to travel to Mexico or Canada, yeah, that'd be a cruise to be a world champ. But I'm just saying that's how the ribs are. They're probably like, you know, everyone, you know, "Hey, we're in this town, we're the best." Hey, you know,
I had one rib.
Did you?
So can't wait for my second rib soon.
But you know what, we're gonna be at Salvatore's for the pay-per-view this weekend. You know, I think they sell ribs there.
They do.
Rico's ribs.
Rico, they look so good to
me. Can you put it next to some garlic bread with a little marinara?
Yeah, we can do whatever you want,
baby.
Man. We can do whatever you want. We can have
and a juice box.
Well, I don't know about the juice box, but
I'm heading to
though. I heard you there once. All right, we're here today, and you know it's the first time in a couple weeks where we don't have somebody coming in promoting something besides wrestling.
Wow.
So we're going to talk professional wrestling
or a phone guy.
you don't have a phone guy either, but we have a special guest. We're going to have B. Brian Blair up in the next segment. He's calling to promote the Niagara Falls Comic Con. And if you have any questions for him, 222-1280, star 1280. If you have any questions for us, 222-1280, star 1280. I think we're going to break a little bit early because he's going to be calling soon. So why don't we go to break, and we can contemplate the pay-per-view coming up, Payback. And maybe we'll talk a little bit about Daniel Bryan and kind of what he said on Monday Night Raw about the title that they asked him to turn over, which he wouldn't. So you are listening to Pain Clinic on Sports 1280 WHTK.
Seen the ups and downs of your world. I have seen poverty. I have seen disease. And every time that I close my eyes, I can feel you, man. I can hear you calling out to me.
I'm Bully Ray, and as long as I got air in my lungs, I swear to you, I'll keep on fighting. I am more motivated now than I have ever been in my career, and I don't even think motivated is the correct word. I think the word is obsessed.
Okay.com. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman, here with Dan Cole, the Artiste, and Mr. Mark Fantasia. I want you to know that we are brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. Join us tomorrow night for WWE's Payback pay-per-view. That's right, tomorrow at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. We'll have prizes, drink specials all night long, and there's no cover, which is the best thing about WWE pay-per-views. We'll be there tomorrow night at Salvatore's, 149 East Ridge Road. Come join us. It'll be a lot of fun. There's a lot of great matches on the pay-per-view. We'll talk about that a little bit later, but we have a special guest on the line with us right now. Our guest joining us is a WWE legend, and next weekend he and his partner from the WWF days, Jim Brunzel, will be signing autographs at the Niagara Falls Comic Con. Let's welcome B. Brian Blair, but I think we just call him Brian Blair now, to the Pain Clinic. Thank you so much for the time today, Brian.
Oh, yes, sir, Cashman. You know I'm excited to be on the show today. I'm so excited that I got up this morning and I chugged down a quart of orange blossom special. And as I felt it going down my throat, I felt the tingling in my body. My toes started tapping. My wings started flapping. And now I'm ready for some jaw-jacking and for some back-cracking with the Cashman and his crew.
Yeah, my crew. In fact, let me introduce you. You got DC Danny Cole, the Artiste, and Mark Fantasia. I'm the Cash Man, Richie Rich. And, you know, it's great to see that you're coming up to Niagara Falls. Do you get to do a lot of these autograph signings with Jim Brunzel?
Yeah, you know, I'm really excited about Niagara Falls, especially because, you know, we've wrestled there. We're in and out just like every other town we've ever been to. And believe it or not, I'm still lacing up the boots every chance I get. And, coming into Niagara Falls is great to sign autographs with Jumpin' Jim. You know, we probably do two, three a year, and unfortunately we haven't done one this year. So it's the first one of the year, and I'm really excited about it.
I was going to say, you guys are going to be there. Demolition, we'll keep you guys apart from each other. I'm sure there's some rivalries there. But what would you say, and speaking of rivalries, when you guys were in your prime in the WWF at the time, what would you say your biggest rival is? Would it be the Hart Foundation?
Absolutely, without a doubt. The Hart Foundation, you know, something about working with them, we just clicked. And as Brett said in his book, you know, the best tag match that he ever had was with the Killer Bees. And that was probably the one he was referring to. It was, remember when they had Saturday Night Main Event?
Oh, yeah, that was I loved when they do that every 3 months or so, yeah.
Yeah, it was actually once a month. It took the place of Saturday Night Live. And, there was a show in LA at the Coliseum, and we just rocked the house. I mean, we had just every step of the match that people were standing the whole time. It was fabulous. So yeah, the Hart Foundation, without a doubt.
They're very, very cool. Mark, you have a question?
Well, I do, actually. Last night, my band played out, and we were talking with my bass player, and he said he had to know one thing, and I know he's listening right now, so. What is the beef with Iron Sheik?
You know, I really think it stems back from Hershey, Pennsylvania. You know, the Iron Sheik was a great wrestler in his day, amateur wrestler. And he started getting cute with me in Hershey one time, and I stretched him. And he really got the tone about that. You know, he's, I can't believe, you know, he's in his own verbiage, the way the Sheik talks, you know, let me go. You know, I said, no, you started this crap. Feel it. And he went, ever since that time, he was kind of pissed off. But, you know, I didn't really hurt him or anything. It was just, you know, kind of a fun thing. But I think it really hurt his ego. And plus, you know, he just, you know, the Sheik, he just parties every day. He parties like there's no tomorrow. I think he's, I'll never forget, we were on the airplane going to Australia. And we were flying out of JFK, and the lights went out. It was like a 10:30 flight. Lights went out. Junkyard Dog was to the right of me. Sheik was to the left of me. And Brunzel was, Jimmy was on the left of Sheik. And all of a sudden, I smell this smell, and they're smoking crack on the airplane. I could not believe this. Junkyard Dog had a bag of popcorn that he walked through the security. And, you know, there's seeds at the bottom and all that, so obviously that's a great place to put your little crack rocks. And so he had that bag of popcorn, and he had it for so long, I kind of wondered why he had it so long, but I didn't think any more of it than that. Sure enough, all of a sudden, golly, I smell this smell. Rumsey smells this smell. look, and they're passing that pipe back and forth, you know, just looking for the stewardess, getting all freaked out. And, oh, my gosh. I tell you, Brunzi was freaked out. I didn't know what to do either. You know, I didn't want to get arrested or anything. The crazy things the Sheik did. That's just one of many.
Well, you know, he did slap you, too, at that Iron Sheik roast. That was real, right?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I'm trying to think, you know, I would love to wrestle the Sheik, but what am I going to do? The guy's crippled.
Yeah.
You know, if I could tie my feet together and one hand behind my back or something like that, you know, just whatever it would take to make it fair, I would just love to. I'd love to actually get into the ring with him. And if he could just go one more time, it would be unbelievable. Because I guarantee you the fans would see something they're not used to seeing.
Now, Brian, I saw you a couple of weeks ago, actually, at the 2CW show in Amsterdam, New York. I know you were there emceeing the Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Just wanted to know how your involvement with the Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame has been and what that event was like a couple of weeks back.
Oh, it was an awesome event. If anybody out there has never been to the Professional Wrestling Hall of Fame in Amsterdam, you need to go. It's just amazing. Did you actually go inside of the hall?
I did. After the 2CW show, I got to walk around it. It was my first time, and I can't wait to go back, actually.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, it's just amazing. It's a couple stories full of just everybody. I mean, you got to go see Moolah's first pair of boots. I mean, stuff from Hogan, Andre, just all kinds of people that many of them are past and many of them are alive, and it's just a fabulous place. They're displayed very well. It's growing. It's getting bigger and better all the time.
We've been doing this show since 1998, and we used to go to a lot of these fundraisers at Illa DiPaolo's restaurant in Buffalo for the Hall of Fame. So it's nice to see that they've got a building to store all those wonderful pieces of history nowadays. It's very, very cool. Now, I've been thinking, you know, would you have any interest in doing something with WWE Network like the Legends House? I've been watching this on the WWE Network, and it's like they brought back some guys, like, you know, from the 80s. Would you be interested in, like, doing something with them like that? Because, I mean, I can imagine putting you and the Sheik in the same house. It probably would be dangerous.
Actually, I've never seen the Legends House. What is it?
No, it's like they have like, eight wrestlers, Mean Gene Okerlund, Roddy Piper, Hillbilly Jim. Who else is in it? Tony Atlas.
Howard Finkel.
It's a reality show, yeah. And they put them all in a house and have them live together for a couple weeks. Pat Patterson, too. Pat Patterson's in there. And they do, you know, they have them do these little things, like they go out and do some charity work, and they all kind of like they wear on each other very quickly, and that's probably the best thing about the show. So, but it's like, you know, this new network has opened up a lot of space for some of the guys who used to work for them. Would it be something you'd be interested in?
Absolutely. I love Vince. A lot of people knock Vince, and I've always said, you know, Vince did something that I worked for his father, actually. First, it was my third territory that I worked for before the cable opened up things for Vince to really take over the whole world. And I just have always had a great relationship until I left right before WrestleMania 5 when I realized that, you know, we weren't getting the belts after we had been promised them three times. That was the only frustration that I had with Vince. You know, he promised through George Scott and him personally, but both of them, God bless George, who recently passed away, and George Scott was very instrumental in putting together the WrestleManias. But, you know, I would love to do something like that. Absolutely, Mark. Absolutely, Cashman.
Maybe even get you and the Sheik in the same
house. No, I don't know about that. That'd be dangerous. I tell you, it'd be a ratings draw, that's for sure. They might, you know, and they seem to be like to do things like that, so you never know. One last thing I'm going to ask you, I want to thank you so much for the time. You went from wrestling to politics, and to me, that's not a far stretch in the way things run in the Fed and in the government. What kind of similarities did you see doing both things?
Politics is a full contact sport. It's very, very, because you can't control the people with the pen. And actually, you know, when I was countywide commissioner, I'm actually the only elected commissioner in the history of the wrestling business. So county commissioner in Hillsborough County, where Tampa is, there's also two other municipalities, Plant City and Temple Terrace. But you've got more voters here. You've got 1.3 3 million people. You have more voters, more people voted in my race than in seven other gubernatorial races, because we're larger in population than seven other states. But I had a lot of business experience. You know, I started Gold's Gyms and built four of them in Hillsborough County and sold them when they weren't for sale, which was very good for me, when Gold's for my family and I, and took that and parlayed and got to, I could afford to run for politics and give back. And in the, you know, I was in politics for 6 years, and in the 4 years as a countywide commissioner, it's recorded, it's, I led the charge to save the county over $1 billion over a 10-year period in 4 years, which is, you know, something that politicians don't do. But when you start giving people their money back, the newspapers hate you, you know, the people inside of the government don't like you because, you know, they're bureaucrats that want to build bigger and bigger government, which I believe in totally the opposite. I believe that people can spend their own money better themselves than the government can. I mean, we certainly need security and infrastructure and things like that, schools, but, you know, there's just five layers of environmental protection, for example, in Hillsborough County, and I try to get rid of one of them, and they thought I was going to burn up the world. But, you know, it's a race to the delineation line when somebody wants to mitigate. I know those are words that some of the listeners out there don't really understand, but some of them do. But governments, it's really a tough thing being a politician, unless you want to be a newspapers tell you to do, or whatever's the most popular thing. Once you do something that's not the most popular thing, but it's the right thing, then you're a statesman, but then you get hated.
Yeah, and there's a lot of politics, political jobs that are honorary type positions, though. You know, think about it. You, Jesse Ventura, you know, the world of wrestling, you know, goes into the field of politics. I can't imagine it can't be any that much different in the locker room politicking for, you know, to get the belts and stuff, you know?
No, I mean, wrestling's a lot like politics, exactly. You hit it nail right on the head. You first have to be able to draw people, or they're not going to put the belts on you. They'll just keep you, you know, either down or have you chasing them all the time. But it's always better when the heel has the belt, unless you're someone like Hulk Hogan, who is, or The Rock, or Stone Cold. And, you know, they create a baby face that history shows, though, that there's always more money when that baby face is chasing the heel for the belt. You know, the people want to see that.
Oh, know? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Very cool. Well, you know, you are a legend. You're a legend in Florida, and you are, you know, a WWE legend. And you and Jim, Jumping Jim Brunzel, will be in Niagara Falls the entire weekend next weekend at Niagara Falls. Are you going to check out the Falls? I'm sure you've seen them before, wrestling in Niagara Falls, but you definitely check out the Falls. Is there anybody at that show? I mean, have you looked at the lineup of the show? Anybody you'd like to meet that's there? I just always throw this out because there's a lot of interesting people like William Shatner, you know. Who wouldn't want to meet William Shatner, you know?
Yeah, I look forward to that. But, I'd just as soon talk to you guys and sit down and have a beer with you guys. I'm not a big celebrity person, really. I've met so many celebrities. I had pictures around my entire gym walls with celebrities that I took, you know, just for that purpose, you know, that someday I'd have a business. I always wanted to have my own business, and I'll start taking pictures with all the celebrities, because so many, you know, it started with Cyndi Lauper and that big 80s deal, and it just blew up, and everywhere we went, you know, all around the world. I've been to wrestled in over 40 countries and had over 6,000 wrestling matches. And by doing that, you know, I mean, we golly, just partying, having a good time with George Thorogood for 10 days in Australia. You know, that was a blast. And it's just who's who of celebrities that you meet. So, yeah, I enjoy meeting William Shatner just like I enjoy meeting the wrestling fans and like I enjoy talking to you guys. I'm just a regular, humble, good guy.
Well, we definitely appreciate your time, sir. And like I said, you and Jumping Jim Brunzel will be in Niagara Falls the entire weekend and Niagara Falls next weekend. Thank you so much for the time, sir, and enjoy Niagara Falls next weekend. And it was a pleasure to talk with you. And, Ric Flair's going to be up there. And I think, you know, I think you guys are the same age, and you look 100 times better than he does, sir. So,
I'm a little bigger than Rick. Yeah. I'm 56 years old. I don't know how old Rick is.
Oh, I know. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. He might be older than that. I apologize.
Yeah. I think Rick's 62 or something like that. I think he's about ready to draw retirement, but he's a great guy. No, I love Rick, and I've had a lot of fun with him and a lot of great matches, a lot of Howard Broadway's, what we call it a Broadway, an hour-long match. But, no, it's going to be great. It's exciting, and are you guys going?
Yeah, we're going to definitely be coming up when we get off the air and next Saturday, so... Definitely, and it's mayhem when you get there. It's like those Niagara, like those Comic Cons you see in San Diego, but on the East Coast. It's just wall to wall people, so it's going to be a blast.
I've never been. I can't wait to see it. But please do me a favor and come say hello to me.
I definitely will, sir. Thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you guys so much. You guys have an awesome weekend.
Okay, you too. Thanks a lot, Mr. B. Brian Blair. Brian Blair, Killer Bees, going to be at Niagara Falls Comic Con 1 week from today. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The Comic-Con, and as well as we're going to see Demolition there, Ric Flair, Barbie Blank. Do you remember her? Kelly, she's going to be there. As well as William Shatner, Dean Cain. Remember Lois and Clark, Superman? The kid from Walking Dead, Chandler Riggs, you know, he's going to be there. Carl? Yeah, Carl, and Ernie Hudson is going to be there. Remember Ghostbusters?
When somebody asks you if you're a god, you say yes.
All right. We got to go to break. Give us a call. 222-1280, Star 12. You're listening to Pain Clinic and Sports 1280 WHTK.
The C Nation has infected our world like the plague. And all it will take is one very simple little 10-count to eradicate John Cena and everything that he stands for.
And I know, John, I know you're feeling the pressure too, man. That's why you up and went and recruited the Usos to be your new pawns. But you forgot to tell them the fact that you are just going to throw them on the front lines and watch them fall. And right behind them, you will be riding oh so valiantly on your horse. Make sure your crown don't get too dirty.
Hey, guys, this is Mickey James, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on WHTK. Feel the pain.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman here with the artiste, Mark Fantasia, DC Dan Call, and you. And we're all fandangling. Okay, I'm fandangling. I have to hold the mic up or it falls away from my mouth, so I can't fandango. But I want you to know we're brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Don's Delight Empire at Culver. Going to be out at Salvatore's at the garage door tomorrow night for WWE's Payback Pay-Per-View. Be hosted by us. Prizes and drink specials all night long as WWE's Payback Pay-Per-View at Salvatore's at the garage door.
Hey, Rich, thanks for being more radio.
Let's go to the copter. We got traffic coming in on the 490. Sorry. All right.
I like that he said the 490.
All right. We got that. I want to thank Brian Blair for coming on with us. Interesting story he told. So kind of scared now. All right. 222-1280 starts.
I learned something new.
Yeah, me too. You can hide crack in popcorn kernels.
Oh, boy.
All right. We've got
going to the movies just got better.
Dave from Henrietta. Dave, what's up, buddy?
Follow that, Dave. Come on, Steve, Dave.
And I've seen stuff that could turn you guys white, Ernie Hudson. Okay, hi. I can't even tell anymore with how the WWE is supposed to promote something or a pay-per-view to know what, because of the network and who's buying it. You know, I don't know if it's on DirecTV or anything anymore. So who's buying it? So. I mean, was Daniel Bryan supposed to, like, hand over the belt on Raw so that we'd have a match set up for the pay-per-view?
I'll just tell you my guess is because he didn't do that he's going to hold the belt until he can come back. That's my guess right now. Now, he's got to do it on the pay-per-view or Bria Bella. What's it? She loses her shot at the title?
No, she gets fired.
Oh, she gets fired. Well, it's fine. Fire her. You know,
she'll be back in 2 weeks.
She'll be on E all the time then.
Well, hey, all I know is if you watch Total Divas, you get the inkling that she's ready to almost maybe call it quits and start the whole family thing.
Oh yeah, especially with the final
if you watch Total Divas.
Part 2 of the final is on, like, is on at the same time of the pay-per-view. So that the marriage ceremony. I want to see who's in his wedding party because I can almost see who they are. I know there's going to be some indie guys.
Wait a second. The season finale is the same time as the pay-per-view?
It is.
Come on. Who
schedules this?
What time is what time is Total Diva start?
10 o'clock.
Oh, that's perfect. The main event won't start till 10:30. You got a little bit of time.
Sure, at Salvatore's.
Maybe we can get them to DVR it at Salvatore's and watch it right after the pay-per-view.
Maybe. If they, who knows?
Total Divas listening party.
Ray, Chuck, make it happen.
Danielle.
Appletinis for everyone.
Woohoo! That's a good question. I mean, I have a feeling that he's going to hold on to it, but, you know, I think that they're playing up his injury a bit longer than it is. There's some news that came out this week that said that Daniel Bryan is being advertised for WWE live events in late June. He's now rumored to face Kane at the Money in the Bank pay-per-view, likely in a Buried Alive match. No word if it means Bryan is hanging on to the WWE World Heavyweight title or not. But, it may be longer than that because they plan out these cards well in advance. So that might have been just the second part or the third part of his fight with Kane, you know, third pay-per-view in a row where he'd be wrestling Kane anyways if he hadn't been hurt or hadn't had the surgery. So the surgery was fairly... it was very successful, and it wasn't intrusive. It wasn't like they were fixing, they weren't fixing vertebrae. They were just, getting a bone spur pointed in, poked into it, shaving down a bone spur that was going into his spinal column. So, I mean, I might be playing it up too lightly, but I don't think it was as bad as everyone thinks. And maybe, I think they're going to just he'll have the neck collar on, then all of a sudden he'll be wrestling 1 week, after he gets beat up or something. I think that he's probably going to hold on to it. And if they don't, then I don't know what they're going to do because they've made no plans at this pay-per-view to crown a new champ.
Right.
I would love something inspirational that would happen on the first match of the night where they'd say, okay, we've made some changes. This is what this match is going to be for the title now.
I'm telling you, the last man standing match.
That's how ECW used to do all their pay-per-views. They have a one match that they were promoting for the whole pay-per-view, and then the whole card would round out as they're starting the show. So, I mean, but then again, Vince McMahon, he's very meticulous. He doesn't like doing things at the last minute, so.
One of the great things I heard, if they do end up possibly stripping Daniel Bryan of the title, is at Money in the Bank, you still have your Money in the Bank ladder match, but then you have another ladder match. Instead of a briefcase, you got the belts hanging above the ring.
Oh, that would be nice.
That could make for an excellent pay-per-view.
Yeah. What do you think, Dave?
That would be awesome. And the Usos aren't up. Send them with Harper and Rowan, are they?
They were supposed to, but I don't see it on the list now.
Right.
So that might be added late. It was originally planned for it, so maybe it's one of those things where they'll just add it late. I don't know, or they just won't do it.
They're going to work the whole pay-per-view around that.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I mean, go down the list of the pay-per-view. I mean, is this something that anybody would actually buy for, or are they just...
Yeah, I know. The main event is going to be... I don't know what the main event's going to be honest with you.
Probably the Shield and Evolution.
Right? No, Bray Wyatt and John Cena. No. Last Man Standing. That's the main event.
No, because one of the groups have to break up, right? If they win. After they lose. I think that's going to have to be the last
match. The no-holds-barred elimination match is Shield versus Evolution. You think that's going to be the last match on the pay-per-view?
They've been closing Raw every week, pretty much.
Yeah, you're right. You're Raw and I agree. So it could be that, but I figured John Cena would be in the main event as much time as they've given to this feud.
Right.
For the title.
Intercontinental Championship, right? There's Barrett versus RVD.
Yeah, Barrett versus RVD, and then we got the Divas title, Alicia Fox versus Paige. Then Big E versus Rusev, and on the pregame kickoff, El Torito versus Hornswoggle again.
Hey, but this time, come on, it's mask versus hair.
I will say Cesaro and Sheamus is going to seal the show, 100%. I bet you that match is going to be the match of the night.
Is that for the U.S. title?
It is.
In an odd twist, I'm rooting for Sheamus.
I got, someone had promoted or sent me a message at the Pain Clinic website saying this is going to be the double turn match, where you're going to have Cesaro come off as the face and at the end of it, and you're going to have Sheamus come off as a heel at the end of it. So if it works out that way, I'd love to see it.
That's what I would think, or at least, I go back to the whole idea that we know that Sheamus is Triple H's boy, and if you need somebody to take over the title, you want to turn him heel, he comes out as part of the Authority or part of Evolution, and he snatches the title from...
There's a lot of rumors going around that this is Batista's last match for a while with the WWE too, so I could certainly see, him fitting into the muscle spot of the group.
Right.
I think he's a good solo guy too. I don't think he needs that group. You know, I mean, I don't. You know, who knows?
He doesn't need that group, but he needs to go back to being a heel.
Yes, he does.
He works. I think his character works so much better as the heel.
He doesn't need to go to that group, but he needs something different that we've seen, than we've seen. And the WWE needs something different. And the dynamic of, you know, I mean, Orton and Sheamus have usually been, you know, foes against each other. And so seeing them pair up, and it would just be different.
Yeah, it would be. You know, I would think is if the Evolution comes out and backs him and backs Sheamus at some point during that match, then maybe... maybe that would, or they could wait till Monday to do it, which probably most likely will happen. But, hey, Dave, we got to run, buddy. Thanks for calling. All right. We got Dan from Rochester. Dan, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, guys?
What's happening with you, bro?
Hey, not much. Hey, how about Alexander Rusev being a part of Evolution? Talk about muscles. That guy can carry the whole load.
I kind of just want Evolution to go away altogether, yes, personally.
Yeah, me too, you know, to be honest with you. I mean, I like better when Randy Orton was kind of being the spoiled bad guy. I like that whole angle.
Right.
And Batista wasn't around. Yeah,
are they going to push him to get a title shot soon?
Who, Rusev?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's taking on Big E, I think, on the pay-per-view. He'll be a one step before he... I mean, think about it.
I don't think he'll be in the title picture yet because he's just going to be undefeated for a while.
Yeah.
You bring him up to the title picture.
A while, how about like for a long, long time? Like, what's his name did in WCW?
Bill Goldberg?
Goldberg.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
This is a little different.
Bill Goldberg, you know what? The best thing about Bill Goldberg is, one, he didn't have a manager. Two, he never talked on the mic. And I mean,
three, Rusev's a much better worker in the ring than Bill Goldberg ever was.
And, you know, Rusev's still very green, though. He's still very green out there. You can see it, you know?
I still think
Goldberg. Still better than Goldberg.
I still think Goldberg's best work ever was the longest hair.
Hey, be careful about ripping on Goldberg. He might be coming on with us in the next couple of weeks.
I'm not scared.
I know. Because you could sue him.
No, I'm not scared of his two or three moves.
Yes. I don't know about doing a Goldberg thing with Rusev. Nobody, that's never worked beyond Goldberg. So, and that actually was fabricated when they realized all of a sudden that he was not he never lost. So,
right.
You know, but
is there going to be any more independent wrestling coming into the Rochester area soon?
Maybe next
week
Sunday?
From tomorrow, Pier 6 Wrestling,
yeah.
Italian American Center in Gates.
Oh, okay.
It's a big show.
Yeah, definitely come on out. It's going to be
4 p.m. Sunday, June 8th.
If you've never been to a show at the Italian American Club, it's a lot like what's the place in New York that WWE used to do Raw?
Manhattan Center.
Yeah. It has the same kind of
feel.
Feel.
I should be wearing like a.
Where is this place in Gates?
It's off of Buffalo Road, right?
It's off Manitou Road. Right near Buffalo Road.
Yep.
Yeah. Facebook.com/Pier6Wrestling, P-I-E-R, the number 6.
Yeah, check it out. It's going to the TV taping, right?
Yeah. There'll probably be some tickets given away next week, too.
We might have someone up here from the show next week, too,
maybe,
to promote it. So
that would be great.
Hey, Dan, thanks for calling, buddy.
Hey, see ya.
All right. Interesting we get some theories on this pay-per-view coming up. But you know what? It is not a strong pay-per-view.
No.
You know, I mean.
Though at least, like, Alicia Fox being on a pay-per-view, like, I'm okay with it now because she's actually doing something. She's just not this little, like, happy-go-lucky thing with some weird hat that just is weird. Like, she had no purpose for a long time, and now...
Super Beast got to be happy. It's his favorite.
Sure he is. I'm sure he is.
Oh, if we could just get Melina back, another Melina-Alicia Fox match.
Cameron will be sitting front row.
That's my favorite.
Yeah.
All right, we got to go to break. We got one last break to get out of the way. We got some news. Talk about Tyson Kidd possibly coming back with a different look soon. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Sports 12. And I mean coming back as into TV, WWE TV, not ETV, which seems to be the only place people know him nowadays. 2-2-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1- WHTK.
But I feel that we have let this monster lie to our children for long enough. And that reason is exactly why I have been put here. So come on, children. Everyone gather around and please have a look, shall we?
MVP, Kenny King,
Bobby Lashley, EC3, Dixie Carter. I will make good on my promise. Every single one of you, one day or another, will go through a table. Always be, and I have always been, la forza, la marcia non, la sovrana come, la sovrana la sovrana proprio a me, la sovrana grazie, la sovrana sovrana.
Hi, this is Angelo Musk, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman here with the Artiste, DC Dan Cole, Mark Fantasia. And, you know, did you just hear Bray Wyatt talking in tongues there? I believe what he was saying is the Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire Culver. I believe he also said, join the Pain Clinic guys for payback at Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 East Ridge Road, tomorrow. Come on, there's no cover charge for WWE pay-per-views, and there's prizes and drink specials all night long, so... Bray Wyatt was actually promoting us on WWE TV.
What a nice guy.
What, isn't that awesome? I've been meaning to play. This is one of my favorite songs from the WWE album. And now it has new meaning to me now. It's a Junkyard Dog song. Okay, I want to play a little bit of this. Now it means a lot more. No. Come on, let's sing it, everybody. Now everybody's doing it.
Because it feels so good. Have
your popcorn bag. All you need is a partner that know how to move. Come on, everybody. And the rest are real easy. Just dig the groove. And when you get yourself started, it's hard to stop. Just go for your partners. You know what? And then you G-R-A-B-T-A-T-M-C-A-K-E-R-A-C-K. Don't talk over the chorus. Cakes.
Oh, the 1980s.
It has a whole new meaning to it now. It has a whole new meaning from the... And let's go to the 222-1280 Star 20 is the number. We've got Brian Buddy Buddy. What's up, Brian?
Hi, guys. How are you?
How are you doing?
Before I get to my question, I have some news of my own. I am injured. I sprained my knee a week ago.
Oh, Brian, are you going to be able to? Are you going to be able to get the New York
Nighthawks
State Athletic
tonight?
Don't worry. You Nighthawk fans, don't worry. I'll be in the house doing my job. Don't worry about that part, because we will beat the Rough Sex. Listen, I have a question to ask you. I know I caught the show late about you guys were talking about Bree and Daniel Bryan. What do you think's going to happen Sunday night if do you think Bree's going to get fired?
I do not think she will get fired. I do not.
What do you think's going to happen out of that, then? Talk to you guys later.
Oh, okay. Wow, pretty quick. We kind of talked about it. I think that he's going to hold the belt until he comes back. They're going to give him a deadline date. If he does not back by that time, they're going to have to strip it from him. She said she wouldn't strip it from him. They'll give a deadline date. If he doesn't make it back by that date, then... And that's just my guess. I don't know any more than anybody else. So what do you guys think?
He will act like he's going to hand over the titles. Brie will step in, get fired, and she'll eventually come back when some other authority figure comes back to counter Stephanie.
Don't say Brad Maddox.
No. Mike Adamley.
Oh, boy.
Jeff Hardy.
And I am bringing back Bri Bella.
Bri Bella? All right. We got
Jess Harvey.
Is this Jay-Z, the guy from the pain clinic who's cleaning out the hot tub of love? What's up, brother?
Hey, yo, it's me. It's me, Jay-Z. What's up, guys?
Hold on. Listen to a little of this. Hold on. Grab them cakes.
Listen, when you started playing that, I started literally, it was muscle memory. I started to dance, and I'm driving a car.
Because he does that big booty shake in it, right?
That's yeah, it. Yeah. He's doing the, you know, the knees knocking. It's almost like half a Charleston. But I got to tell you, one thing, you can besmirch the name of the Irish all you want. But when you start besmirching the name of the Junkyard Dog,
uh-oh,
then it breaks my heart.
Uh-oh, it breaks your heart.
I had one thing I wanted to say, because someone mentioned about Sheamus joining Evolution, and I tweeted this out. I thought it was funny. I figured I'd share it over the air. Is Sheamus really a evolutionary upswing with his translucent skin? Is that like a mutant factor somewhere?
Yeah, he's an X-Man.
He's an X-Man of some sort. But yeah. Anyway, other than that, I hate the way they're building up the Bray Wyatt, John Cena thing, because apparently John Cena's not afraid of Bray Wyatt anymore, and that eliminates any power he might have. It just kind of bothers me, but that's it. Great show, guys. I really enjoyed the Brian Blair interview.
Hey, Jay-Z, you got to come back up in the studio. It's been a while since WrestleMania, but you know you're more than welcome anytime. You can bring your whole clan up with you, too. You got, what, four or five of them now?
Yeah, there's four of them, actually. One of them turned one 2 days ago, and we're going to a party right now for her.
Well, happy birthday, and we'll see you up here real soon, brother.
Thank you. Talk to you guys.
Okay, take it easy. Jay-Z, the guy mentioned him earlier. He was at the Chikara show down. They did an iPay-per-view last weekend. He was there. He went out to the show, so he's still a very dedicated fan.
I'd just like to mention, last weekend I was not here. I was in Cleveland for AIW, and I saw Buff Bagwell do a Canadian Destroyer.
I saw the video you put up of it. It was amazing.
My God.
He's a big guy to be doing something like that, especially with a broken neck, because he's the one who's got to roll his head down when he's coming over.
I'll just put this out here. So, whatever, I'm there the whole weekend, and, like, there's a pre-show meeting, you know, typical before an indie show, blah, blah, blah. And then I hear, at the end of the meeting, the last words I hear are, "And nobody do a Canadian Destroyer." And I'm like, did somebody get hurt on this before? Like, what?
Was Petey Williams booked here?
Yeah, I was like, what does that even mean? And so, whatever, just sitting there watching, and, like, literally, I was like, oh! And I flipped the steel chair next to me, and, like, the place just went insane.
I saw it.
It was fantastic.
He's such a big guy to be doing that maneuver.
Oh, so Buff Bagwell was on his game.
Buff Bagwell.
Much better. The last time I saw him was a ballpark brawl, and it was not his best days.
He was looking for his man purse.
It's good to see him doing well now. He was fantastic.
You know what? I've never had a problem with him. He's always been a lot of fun when we got to hang out with him. He was a nice guy.
Well, I got the he came out to the ring day two, and I got the American Males sing-along going. So then he starts clapping in the ring. He starts to clap, and then he gets the mic and sings the song in the ring. And I just, it was a life-changing moment.
It's hilarious. You know, when those guys hear their song every night, they hate it by the end of their career, you know?
The fact that he sang that song, though, it's fantastic.
Oh, my God.
Such a great song. You want to talk about Grab the American Males theme song? Might have Grab Them Cakes beat.
Uh-oh. We'll have to bust that out for next week, then.
Yes.
Some real quick news. We were talking about Tyson Kidd getting a new look. They're trying to put a mask on him. He's reportedly already had a mask designed by a man who makes Lucha Libre masks. The feeling that his kid is a talented wrestler, but they've marginalized the Tyson Kidd character for so long that there's nothing they can do with him past the preliminary level. So I think it's a good thing for him, because it'll move him up. It'll definitely move him up. If he's wearing a mask now, you don't know it's him. There's a better chance he can advance, you know, unless they throw him and turn him into, like, the underdog against a big guy, and he does, like, a 1-2-3 kid on him or something, you know?
I just, like, this hasn't even happened yet, and it's already reported everywhere. Like, we're in 2014. Everybody's going to know that that's Tyson Kidd.
Exactly.
So just push Tyson Kidd like you should have done 10 years ago.
And the thing, well, remember, he blew his knee out a couple of years ago, and it really held him back over a year or so. We've got Paul from Rochester. Paul, what's up, Duty?
Hey, guys.
I didn't mean to call you
Duty,
but go ahead.
Me and Buddy Brian, we're going to have a handicap match tomorrow.
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. What we do quickly, what's up?
Oh, just saying hi, how are you? And I got banned for the first time from a Nation radio show. Would you believe that?
You got banned from Brent Baylor's show?
No, that Brian No show. It sucks anyway, so nobody listens to it anyway.
Okay, hey, you know what, Paul? We're talking wrestling, not about what you're doing, so we got to continue on. 222-1280, star 1280, some more news.
That was an insightful call.
WWE legend Kamala is in the middle
of writing
a book, which is pretty cool. There's been talk, some rumors in WWE using the Four Horsewomen, and if you haven't heard of the Four Horsewomen there, it's Ronda Rousey, who's the MMA fighter. She's got these three girls with her. She calls the Four Horsewomen. She's obviously got an influence from the world of professional wrestling. Shayna Baszler, Marina Shafir, and Jessamine Duke. Those are like the three ladies that are with her, and they do the Four Horsemen symbol. And then they actually worked out with Natty Neidhart not too long ago. There's talk about bringing them in to do something with WWE, possibly at SummerSlam. I think it's great if Ronda Rousey wants to do something, because I mean she does have a lot of professional wrestling influences in her career. the guy who trained her, as well as, you know, Roddy Piper, a bunch of guys, you know. So she, I'd like
the four horsewomen should be the BFFs stable from NXT, led by new NXT women's champion Charlotte.
Charlotte, which, by, did you watch that by any chance this past week on last Thursday night?
I haven't seen the whole thing yet, but I did see that
NXT
match.
Takeover. It was fantastic.
Yeah. Tyson Kidd put on a great
Tyson
match.
Kidd against, I've never seen Adrian Neville before, and I'm just totally impressed.
Well, I'm sure you've seen him before.
Yes, I've seen him before.
Ballpark Brawl, we were just talking about.
Yeah, I've not seen him as Adrian Neville, and I've not, and including when they showed it getting his teeth knocked out by in a backstage promo against what's his name? The big guy, King Hippo.
Brodus Clay.
Brodus Clay. Yeah, Brodus Clay accidentally knocked out four teeth from his mouth. So it was, and they showed the video of him picking his teeth up off the ground after it happened. It was really pretty creepy. But that was a great show. Check it out if you have the network. And I do have the network now. It's like, I'll tell you, it's like the second or third time I've turned it on. I did watch Legends House. I love Legends House.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think all these wrestlers have something wrong with them after watching it. I'm pretty sure that none of them are that stable. But next weekend, we have Pier 6 Wrestling in town here. We have somebody up. I'm sure you guys can find someone to send up to promote it, right?
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. Big show. I just announced it was a triple threat match for the TV title between Jordan Lennox, John McChesney, and Brandon Thurston, which I'm going to hopefully go up and grab a front row seat and watch that one.
Very cool. Very cool.
It's going to be good stuff.
Very cool. And so we'll have someone up in the studio with us. Who knows? Maybe it depends who's in town early enough for the show. But we're going to all be out there hanging out and having a good time and TV taping. And who knows? Maybe maybe the cash stash will show up.
The cash stash.
Brian, have a sign.
I want to thank Brian Blair for. Yeah, have a sign, please. No, yes. I want to thank Brian Blair for coming on next weekend, Niagara Falls Comic Con, up in the Niagara Falls Convention Center. And I want to thank you guys for making it. And we got to get out of here. Make room for the soccer show. You are listening to The Pain Clinic on Sports 1280 WHGK. Check us out online at thepainclinic.net. If you hear any of our old shows from the past year or so, check out some of the old ones. We had a lot of fun. We'll see you next week, folks.